It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning, everybody. It's Saturday morning, and it's at 9 o'clock, and you're listening to the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We've got a full docket today. Bob and I are live out in Greenville, Michigan at Hanson Seed and Feed on 6672 South Greenville Road, but don't be confused. That's north of Greenville. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Randy. Good morning, Grilling World, Michigan. It is going to be a great day to grill. I can just smell it in the air.
You know, there's a lot going on out here, man. There's grills everywhere around us. This is Hanson Seed and Feed up here is a Tech and a Good One dealer, and they're going to be firing up those grills. We're going to be throwing some meat on a little later. So those of you that are in our northern listening area, actually, our stick is right here in Greenville, so we're kind of at home.
Hey, don't go throwing that pro language
around. Well, all their other stuff is
your stick? Come on. What do you mean?
Our broadcast tower.
Oh, okay. Gee whiz, you're sounding like a veteran.
Yeah.
Hey, we just want to thank everybody for tuning in this morning. It is Saturday morning. It's the Grillin' Guys. It's got to be WBBL 107.3, Michigan's strongest sports signal. I mean, we're beaming out 50,000 watts across the Fruited Plains, and we're kind of digging it because this is the day everybody grills. It's Saturday.
That's right.
We're going to give you some good ideas today. We got a whole host of people calling in. We've got a great lineup of people. Randy's going to give you a rundown, but we are at Hanson Feed and Seed on the north end of Greenville, and this is a cool place because there's a bunch of different businesses in here owned by the Hanson family. We've got the Army National Guard on standby here. We're getting a good one fired up. Hey, Sarge! And we've got Greenville Steel behind us. It's part of the Hanson conglomerate here, and it's a great recycling center. It's very earth-friendly. We've got a feed shop here with grills and smokers and wood stoves and
yeah, our friends from Sage's Meat are processing and catering here in Greenville have brought by all the sausages and brats that we're going to be cooking today to give away. So come on out and give a taste of those. As Bob mentioned, we're going to have some picnic grilling ideas. We've got some pretty cool guests. Kathleen Schliffler is going to be with us. She is a local West Michigan foodie.
It's Scheffler.
Scheffler, I'm sorry.
Like the ferry.
Yeah. And we've got Steve Grossnickel from 45 North Winery. We're going to throw down some grilled pork recipes. Our cowboy Rob Russell is going to bring us his special buttery garlic chicken wings. Man, you got to stick around for that. Got a cool little tribute thing that Budweiser's doing. It's called the Folds of Honor. We got a guy named Jeff Fuller that's going to come by and do those. We've got always got our D&W and Family Fair specials that we'll run through. So there's good deals on food to throw on your grill. But that's a rundown of what we got going. Bob's got a little Son of Hibachi that he's going to talk about as well.
Well, you know, there's a few Son of Hibachis I'd like to talk about.
And you got a new son-in-law, Hibachi.
Are we gonna grill some wieners today? There's a Son of Hibachi right there.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, well, I wanted to cover a little bit of portable grilling because all the big weekends are hitting us now, and you know, Father's Day, of course, biggest weekend of the year, right?
Right. next weekend, yeah.
I'll be camping that weekend, so we're gonna do a little different Father's Day, and I'll be bringing my chuck wagon. Most people don't have a big tow-behind grill, so what do you do when you go camping, go to a picnic, go out to these different places, and you want to bring, like, a sweet grill? Because
right.
You don't want to get stuck necessarily just using the one in the park because, you know, the big family next door that's got, you know, 800 kids and the 500 pounders running around, they might just keep that grill all day. You might not get your mitts on it.
Absolutely.
So you want to have something, you know, in house, in camp, that'll take care of your grilling needs. And everybody grills differently. So what do you want to bring along as a grill when you're out at a picnic? Well, you know, I'm fortunate to have a good plethora of freebies and stuff, but you know, most people have to kind of like save their money and go buy one and just say, okay, this is the one I'm going to get. What's going to work best for me? So you got to say, okay, am I going to do charcoal or am I going to do gas? And that kind of depends on what your personal preference is, what you like to grill on. I like to grill on both of them. And, you know, I'm going to say, yeah, both.
A lot of times that decision's based on speed. If I've got a pack of hungry kids that are they need to eat now, I'm going to fire up a gas grill because I can be cooking in 2 or 3 minutes. But with a charcoal, it takes a little longer. I know, Bob, that I personally prefer charcoal over gas, given the choice and having the option for time.
Well, and some of the things also about charcoal are you can't pack it up and move right away.
Right.
Let's say you're doing a tailgater or something, or you're somewhere just for a little while and you got to go. Well, you got those hot coals to take care of, or a head coal to take care of. You got the hot coals. It might be cast iron. It's going to retain its heat. It's a bit of an issue there. But if you have just like a little picnic area, they have Coleman makes a nice little fold-up. Weber makes a nice little fold-up. There are, I do believe, Broil King now has a little portable job. Everybody's going to these little scissor-like jobs that pop up. They're kind of like transformers.
Yeah, those are all gas grills, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you and I have done a little tailgating together before at high school games or Lions games or wherever we've gone, and you've got this little thing called a Son of Hibachi, and that is the coolest thing because it addresses the issue that you're talking about of taking care of hot coals.
Yes.
Describe that thing.
Yep, and we had the guy, I believe he was on the show last year, but basically it's everybody knows what a Hibachi grill is, right? It's your little cast iron. I think they were all made in Taiwan. They come in from Asia somewhere, but they're cool little cast iron grills, and it's your basic little cast charcoal grill.
Maybe a 1 foot by 1 foot grilling surface is all. I mean,
about a foot by foot and a half, and just kind of a little portable job. They're very big in Hawaii. When I lived in Hawaii, everybody had a Hibachi.
Right.
I don't know how big they were in Michigan back in the 80s, but. Listen, anyway, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3. We are live in Greenville at Hanson Steel, Hanson Feed and Seed. I'm sorry, Greenville Steel, Hanson Feed and Seed. And I don't know what business this guy's going to start next, but he's a prolific, hardworking dude.
We'll finish the story here because the cool thing about the Hibachi grill that we were talking about is you can fold it up
hot.
Yeah. And it comes with a little coal bag, right?
It's awesome because it's a butterfly.
Right.
It unfolds, but if the thing's standing up, you can go to Hibachi, sonofhibachi.com, and find it online. And they're only like $100, $150. And I don't know of any dealers that even carry them. They're mostly sold online, but they're pretty cool.
Right.
It's kind of butterflies out. There's an ash pan underneath it. What you do is you put your starter chips, or your whatever your glycol, whatever you're starting it with, in that ash pan. You open up the top vent, you put a torch to the bottom, and the fire climbs up the thing and gets all your coals hot at once.
Right.
And then you just flip it open, and you've got hot coals ready to roll. It's kind
of
cool. And then the little legs pop out, and like when we were at the Red Arrows championship game at Ford Field, I had the thing right out in the parking lot going, and snuffed it up, put it in the car. It's got a snuffer bag. When you're done, you put it in the snuffer bag, bang. It just sucks the oxygen out of it and puts it out safely so you can store it. That's another cool way to go. One of the very popular ways to grill, and I have one also. It's one of my first grills. It's a Smoky Joe made by Weber. It's a little baby kettle, and I think they're about $79.
Mm-hmm.
They still are. I think I paid that 20 years ago for it, but it's just a great little baby kettle, and it's just your basic little charcoal grill, but you know what? Does a job, and it's got the basic little baffle controls on it, and I can do like 8 hamburgers on it, which if you're at a picnic, that's kind of what you're going to do.
Yeah.
But there are also some gas models. If you want to hit us on Facebook, if you have like a better choice, or if you found a great deal that you want to tell everybody about, hook up with us on Facebook. It's the Grilling Guys. It's Facebook/the Grilling Guys. And let us know, because we've got our Facebook screen popped up right now, and we've got all kinds of activity going on back and forth on our message bar. But you can message us and let us know what you want to pick for a tailgater or for a picnic grill, a portable grill. And then also, if you friend us, the first 5 people friending us are going to get some Kogel Vienna certificates. And Fire Up the Grill for Kogel is a phenomenal 2 packages of 8-count Kogel Viennas in any of the participating stores, and there's a whole bunch of them. But These certificates are going like, look at that stack is so small now.
Yeah, we had 100 of them, and there's probably about 10 or 15 of them left.
You got to save us a couple, dude.
Yeah.
I'm going to grab them right now.
They're for the listeners.
No.
Hey, but speaking of Facebook, I want to make mention, Todd Drenth last week gave us a really cool recipe for burgers with a Michigan cherry sauce. Had Jim Dahm, D-H-A-E-M, I'm hoping not murdering that, talked about Michigan cherries with mixed in with his brats. So he's made a Michigan cherry brat, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then our friend Dan Immel, who's a regular on the website, did a little experiment with cherry and oak mix on his smoke and said it turned out pretty good. So thanks for sharing those with
us. Todd Drenth actually Facebooked in from Washington, D.C., by the way. So that's one of our long-distance online listeners. We want to send a shout-out to Mr. Drenth, probably out there straightening out our government, I hope.
It's not a one-man job if you got a guy like Wiener who can lie all day and still say he gets to keep his job. I don't know anybody else in the world that could admit publicly that I've lied and still think I can keep my job.
Okay.
I don't get that.
I need to tell the truth right here, and we're handing out Vienna certificates. These are not Kogel Wieners. They're Viennas. Okay?
There's a difference.
We don't do Wieners.
That's right. But, exactly.
Anyway, we've covered that Wienergate story. We don't want to get into all the political scams because then we'll be in Chicago. We have some cool listeners coming up. Kathleen Scheffler is going to be up in the next segment, and she is she's an awesome instructor at GRCC. She does some work with some of our friends over there at the Culinary Institute, and she does a little work for a local hardware store that puts on cooking classes. And so she's got some cool stuff coming up for us in the next segment. I don't know what else you want to talk about, but Steve Grossnickel is calling in. He's a friend of mine. He owns 45 North in Traverse City. He's going to be persistent when we talk to him. We have to go up there and do a tasting. So I think that's going to be another.
Well, we're grilling guys, and we're at Hanson Seed and Feed at 6672 South Greenville Road, north of Greenville. Stop by and see us. We've got the grills fired up. We're going to be talking to Kathleen and Steve in the next segment, and we might even talk about a little bit of rabbit food. So stick with us. We'll be right back.